You know, it just kind of depends on how that goes, John. You know, it's somewhat of a get a feel for the rhythm of the game, the play count, the types of plays that are called, things like that. Couldn't really answer that right now. Got to get into the game, see how it goes.
Is there a need to see Savage play the whole second half again?
I think that Tom Savage has really developed pretty well, you know. And you know, in the end, with guys like Tom that are in their second year and, you know, younger quarterbacks, you really never know until they get a chance in a game. So, like, the more reps you can get him in the preseason, the more you can really understand what they're all about. And we think that he's really improved, so we will definitely play him, you know, a good amount of the time on Saturday.
Bill, we see this, and obviously, you know, there's a practices and workouts, but how much of the decision by quarterbacks is the film room and all the stuff that happens over there that we're not prepared?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all – it's not just out here. It's, you know, all of those things go into it, you know, how they interact in the meeting room, leadership in the locker room, just all those little things. And you know, like I've said from day one, these guys, they both have really good qualities. You know, they both have the quality of leadership. They both have the quality of intelligence. You know, so it's an even battle, you know. And like I said, we'll make a decision at some point. We'll go with one guy to start the season. That other guy needs to be ready to play. You know, we played four quarterbacks last year, so, you know, you just never know. But we can only play one at a time. So we'll pick one eventually and go with that guy.
Information-wise, do you have – I mean, obviously, you're going to see him play on Saturday. But do you have the body of knowledge you need to have right now to make that decision?
You know, if I had the body of knowledge right now, I'd probably make the decision, you know. So I need to see a little bit more and – I want to give Ryan a chance to start a game and put some more thought into it and then, you know, make a decision at some point, you know, whether it's next week or the week after. At some point, we'll make a decision.
Bill, we're going to start with about 3 weeks here. Have you gotten the kind of progress that you want overall? Are you seeing the kind of things you want to see at this point?
Definitely. You know, I think one of the things I was thinking about this morning is this was a big situational practice. I'm not sure if you guys could tell that, but we went through a lot of different situations. And so in preparation for this practice this morning in the meeting, we asked a lot of questions. And the guys that were here last year, the veteran players, they could really answer those questions. Whereas last year, you know, they didn't know the answers yet. So we've come a long way in our situational knowledge, our knowledge of each side of the ball and our special teams, schemes, you know, what we're doing. And so I think we are farther along. But, again, the proof is in the pudding. It depends on, you know, obviously when we go out there and play September 13th, how do we do? But we got a long way to go before then, and I think we're on the right track.
Coach, that said, do you give certain veterans a little more time off, or does it even factor into the equation for this game?
Certain veterans? Yeah, we're going to look at that. I'm not sure. We're going to talk about that tonight a little bit more as a staff. But, yes, yeah, so there will probably be a couple guys that won't play in the game.